Welcome to PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. I'm Mark Pfeffer. This edition of PeopleTech is brought to you by ADP. Its next-gen HCM is designed for how teams work and helps you break down silos, improve engagement and performance, and create a culture of connection. Learn more at flowofwork.adp.com. So pandemic or no, most HR departments expect their budgets will increase this year, with much of the money going toward technology rather than things like benefits, recruitment, or engagement. Specifically, half of the HR professionals surveyed by Paychex for its Pulse of HR report said that technology would be their number one spending priority with any new money that they get. By comparison, 44% said they'd prioritize benefits and 43% said they'd prioritize recruiting and engagement. So, this is logical, Paychex says, because HR does less and less work by hand. Rekeying information dropped by 60% from 2019, for example, and the time spent merging data by hand fell by 40%. But the numbers also show the impact of self-service. Most HR leaders say that apps or portals are important tools for them when they're trying to meet workforce needs. They also free HR from processing time-off requests or updating information or things like that. And what would an HR technology survey be without discussing analytics? Well, no surprise here, but HR is using more data tools. Almost all HR professionals, 97%, said that they rely on analytics to do their jobs, and that's up from 90% in 2017. They're using analytics to get a more objective view of the workforce, to make more informed decisions, and also to justify their decisions to leadership and to track benefits, time off, and training. And what's a 2020 survey without asking about COVID? The pandemic shifted HR's priorities this year. That's no surprise. Regulatory compliance is the most pressing concern, and more than a third of HR practitioners say keeping track of which jurisdictions want what is now their biggest challenge. Beyond that, their greatest concerns are keeping employees engaged, more challenging now that everyone's remote, also keeping them informed and managing employee stress. There's some good news for vendors in all this, because besides getting additional money, HR leaders say that they still need help from third parties, especially in areas like strategy, talent acquisition, compliance, and risk management. This has been PeopleTech from the HCM Technology Report. This edition was sponsored by ADP, next-gen HCM designed for how teams work. Learn more at flowofwork.adp.com. And to keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.